This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 456. For Monday, June 29th, I'm Marlo Glass. ICE Futures canola contracts are higher on Monday after trading mostly lower last week. The July canola contract is up 360 at 474.10 per ton. The November contract is up 510 at 473.60 per ton. A recent report from Statistics Canada estimated total canola area for the current growing year at 20.7 million acres. That was on the higher end of trade estimates, but still slightly below the 20.95 million acres seeded last year. Weakness in the Canadian dollar was supportive of canola values. The dollar was just under 73 U.S. cents at midday. Gains in Chicago soy oil were also supportive for canola prices. After considerable losses last week, nearby soy oil contracts were up by about half a cent at midday. The soy complex was stronger today. Last week, 11.9 million bushels of soybeans were shipped, according to the weekly export inspections report from the USDA. That was higher than the previous week, but down by 55% compared to the same week last year. Marketing year-to-date soybean shipments total 1.352 billion bushels, which was over 80% of the USDA's forecast. There are 10 weeks left in the soybean marketing year. Corn futures were slightly higher on Monday. Last week's corn export inspections totaled 48.61 million bushels, which was significantly higher when compared to the same week last year. About 25% of exports were purchased by Japan. Marketing year-to-date corn shipments total just over 1.3 billion bushels, which is 74% of the USDA's total forecast. Wheat futures were mostly higher today. According to the USDA's export inspection report, over 515,000 tons of wheat were shipped last week. Marketing year-to-date shipments totaled 2 million tons. Statistics Canada estimated Canada's wheat acreage in 2020 to total 25 million acres, which is slightly higher than expected, but 400,000 acres higher than 2019. Rounding off prices on the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher today, with the July contract up by 1.5 cents at 8.66 per bushel. July soy oil is up by about 0.4 cents at 27.6 U.S. cents per pound. July soy meal is down $1.60 at $280 per hundredweight. Corn futures are higher, with the July contract up 9 cents at $3.26 per bushel. Chicago oats are stronger, with the July contract up about 7.5 cents at $3.36 per bushel. Wheat futures are mostly higher today. Chicago July is up by 11.5 cents at $4.85. Kansas City July is up by 7.5 cents at $4.28 per bushel. And Minneapolis spring wheat is down 0.5 cents in the July contract at $4.97 per bushel. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Monday, June 29th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Marlo Glass.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.